Trend number three, the dawn of optical computing. Higher data transfer rates. That's what's driving much of today's computer R&D. Optical computing promises to deliver much higher data transfer speeds while dramatically reducing heat problems. Waste heat is one of the primary factors limiting the performance of conventional CPUs. Because photons moving through a medium generate much less heat than electrons moving through a semiconductor, this means more processing power can be packed into smaller spaces without overheating. The telecommunications industry will benefit from optical computing more than most. Today's fiber networks are limited at various stages by having to translate a light signal into an electrical signal and then translate it back to a light signal. All optical signal processing promises to provide the speed, bandwidth, and price performance that are crucial for this industry. Finally, adding the speed and efficiency of optics to traditional electronics could create hybrid systems capable of achieving performance levels that are inconceivable with conventional electronics alone. This could potentially pave the way for completely new devices, systems, and applications. So where does this research currently stand, and where is it headed? Recently, researchers at ETH Zurich reported that they have successfully created an optical transistor using a single molecule. That breakthrough brings us another step closer to building a genuine optical computer. In the electronics world, a transistor acts as a switch that controls the flow of electricity within a circuit. To produce integrated circuits that operate on the basis of photons instead of electrons, there needs to be a way to control the flow of photons. And that's precisely what the optical transistor does. With their single-molecule transistor, as described in Nature, the ETH Zurich scientists have essentially devised a way to switch light with light. But there's a catch. This transistor currently operates at just 1 degree above absolute zero. As Vahid Sandagdar, professor of the ETH Zurich Laboratory of Physical Chemistry, explains, many more years of research will still be needed before photons replace electrons in transistors. While we're waiting, another recent breakthrough may yield results in the short term. IBM scientists have integrated electrical and optical devices on the same piece of silicon, enabling computer chips to communicate using pulses of light instead of electrical signals. This results in smaller, faster, and more energy-efficient chips than are possible with conventional technologies. This technology is called CMOS Integrated Silicon Nanophotonics. IBM anticipates that it will help them reach their goal of developing a supercomputer that can perform at a speed of 1 exaflop or more. An exaflop represents 1 million trillion calculations in a single second. Such a supercomputer will be approximately 1,000 times faster than the fastest supercomputer in operation today. New research published in the journal Nature Photonics represents a significant step toward all optical ultra-fast signal processing devices. These silicon-based devices can reach transmission speeds above 100 gigabits per second, and they address three key issues for telecommunications companies: speed, power consumption, and cost. All optical signal processing eliminates the need for photons to be converted to electrons. The challenge has been to overcome a 40 gigabit per second data rate barrier caused by unwanted nonlinear optical effects in silicon. But now, a collaboration between the University of Karlsruhe in Germany, IMEC in Belgium, Lehigh University in the United States, and ETH Zurich in Switzerland has broken that barrier with innovative silicon-based optical waveguides that enable data rates above 100 gigabits per second. With their highly nonlinear and ultra-fast performance, these waveguides are likely to be a key element that enables large-scale all-optical processing. Another attractive aspect of this breakthrough is that these waveguides can be manufactured using well-established techniques for integrated circuit design, thereby keeping costs low. Another recent article published in Nature Photonics contains even more promising news for the telecommunications industry. While fiber optics has revolutionized this industry through the transportation of the data bits via light pulses, the switching and routing of the data at the network nodes has not benefited. Because of a lack of good optical random access memories, data has to be converted from optical to electrical, which requires electronic switches. This has become an issue because the ever-increasing amount of data is causing the power consumption of these switches to increase dramatically. But now, scientists at IMEC and Ghent University in Belgium have succeeded in creating extremely fast and small optical RAM with record low levels of power consumption. This innovation opens the door for completely optical switching in optical fiber networks, with no more need for conversions. And because it is silicon-based, it can leverage well-developed silicon-based microelectronics fabrication technology, making it a cost-effective solution. Based on the foregoing examples, there is ample evidence that migration to all optical computing is not a question of if, but rather of when it will happen. Given this trend, we offer the following three forecasts. First, by 2030, exaflop computing technology will be as commonplace as today's teraflop workstation. In 1995, it was hard to imagine today's 16-core workstation with multiple state-of-the-art graphics cards delivering one teraflop or more. Similarly, it's hard for us to imagine a hybrid optical-electronic machine costing perhaps $30,000 delivering an exaflop. However, today's research will inevitably lead to tomorrow's applications. Second, within 10 years, all optical telecom networks will enable us to deliver thousands of times today's traffic volume without investing in new fiber optic infrastructure. By getting a dramatic boost in performance out of investments that are already fully amortized, this will finally make it possible to access anything, anytime, anywhere. And third, the dramatic rise in bandwidth and computing power will inevitably lead to applications we can't imagine at this time. The advantage of knowing what is possible is that we can prepare for the threats and opportunities that will inevitably arise.